5 o'clock. You're stuck in traffic. And this is the news, according to Roger.
Welcome back to our community forum. And you know, I guess it was briefly in the news the Iraqi Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, visited in the United States, spoke to Congress. I say briefly because it was overshadowed by the Mideast news, Israel and Lebanon. But it is interesting that if we're getting any Iraq news, and certainly over the last couple of years, the Iraq news we've gotten is all uniformly bad. We're as familiar as can possibly be with the Sunni Triangle, Baghdad, bombings, kidnappings, what the mainstream press calls a civil war between the Sunnis and Shia Muslims. And you get to feeling, and I think most Americans do, that it is nothing but unrelenting bad news coming from Iraq. I will point out to you that the northern three provinces of Iraq, Kurdistan, are entirely a different story and such a success story. And it is, I think, a sad commentary that this success story is so unknown in the United States. And I think the Kurds have recognized this because now I see their TV ads. They have TV ads thanking the United States, talking about the success they have had in building a free, entrepreneurial, and completely peaceful part of Iraq with their own self-government, all their officials being elected. One of those, and her father was, her late father, Sami Abdul Rahman, gave his life as a veteran of the Kurdish movement in a suicide bombing. But since the liberation of Iraq, this area of the country has become a remarkable, I think, preview of what the entire country could be if they get it together there. So we want to talk to Bayan Rahman. She is the high representative to the United Kingdom of the Kurdistan Regional Government in Iraq and chairman of the Kurdistan Development Corporation, a joint investment initiative by the Kurdistan government and international investors. Ms. Rahman, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Roger. Please call me Bayan.
Bayan, thank you. I appreciate that. Let me ask you, what is the singular most important thing that the United States, that Americans ought to know about Kurdistan?
I think the first and most important thing is for them to know that we appreciate the brave decision of America to liberate Iraq, and we appreciate the sacrifice of those people who've given their lives in Iraq. We know how difficult it is for the families of the soldiers who gave their lives, and we know the difficulty that those parents and those wives and children are going through. So we want to thank them for that sacrifice, and we want them to know that there are people in Kurdistan, in Iraq, who appreciate that sacrifice and want to thank them for it.
In talking about Kurdistan, you really do make the point in these TV ads that here is an area that, unlike the Iraq you see on the nightly news, is peaceful, pluralistic, democratic, and capitalistic.
Yes, that's right. We are happy to report that in the Kurdistan region of Iraq, not one coalition soldier has been killed or injured. No foreigners have been kidnapped or hurt. In our region, we do believe in the free market. We encourage investment. We encourage entrepreneurs. All of these things are relatively new for us, so we're not as sophisticated in our market and investment as you're fortunate enough to be in America, but we're starting on that road, and we're looking for partners to help us with that.
Well, it took us 200 years to get to this point. I mean,
I hope we'll get there faster than that.
Yes, me too. And I know you will, because you already have a remarkable record, actually, of job creation and wealth creation. In fact, I understand that the Arabs are coming now as tourists to visit in Kurdistan.
Yes, that's right. The Kurdistan region has historically been a tourist destination for the Arab community in Iraq. The reason for this is that the Kurdistan region is mountainous, it's green, even though in the summer we consider it to be hot, but it's actually much cooler than Baghdad or Basra. So historically it's been a tourist destination. That stopped, of course, for a long time under Saddam Hussein because of his brutality. But it's really picked up again in the last few years. I can give you one very good example. There's a famous town in Kurdistan called Shaklawa, which has mountains and valleys and is very green and beautiful. And in the three summer months, this town in Shaklawa had 1.2 million visitors in 2005.
Wow.
So that gives you an indication of the potential for the region.
Bayan Rahman with us. She is representing the Kurdistan Regional Government in the UK. Bayan, this arrest of Iraq, though, seems to be obviously the focus of attention because of the violence, because of the slowness of recovery of the national identity. It seems like the Kurdistan folks, the Kurds are ready to enter into a federal arrangement. There's, again, a lot more progress in the north three in the northern three provinces, but when you look at the Sunni triangle, and even in the south around Basra, there are continuous problems. And it seems like that the Shia and Sunni and all the rest of the things, and then the influence of Iran and all the rest of that. How optimistic are you that the coalition and everyone who's trying to pull for this new and free Iraq to emerge out of this chaos, how optimistic are you this is going to work?
I think it will work. The question is when, not if. It will work because we have no alternative. What is our alternative in Iraq? Are we going to go back to the terrible dark days of Saddam Hussein, of having a dictator? There's absolutely no way that anybody in Iraq would accept that. So our future lies in democracy, lies in being inclusive, including every part of the communities that make up Iraq, in shaping the future of Iraq. So I believe that we will get there, but it doesn't mean that the road won't be difficult, that there won't be difficult times, hard times that we're facing right now, for example, in Iraq. But that's the only route that we have, to follow the path of democracy and to be sure that there is a sharing of power in Iraq, that we won't go back to the days where one small community dominated and ruled over the rest of Iraq by brute force. Those days are gone forever.
Bayan Rahman with us, and we're talking about Kurdistan. You can get a lot of information at a website called theotheriraq.com, theotheriraq.com, and where the Kurds and make their case, and the Kurdistan is given some play. And just check the TV, because if you haven't seen this ad, you will see it. Why the TV ads, Bayan?
Well, as you said, what we hear about all the time is the negative news coming out of Iraq. People are being killed, and there is conflict, there is tension in Iraq, and that's very unfortunate. But that doesn't give you the full picture. There is another side to Iraq which rarely gets reported, and that is the peaceful and calm and fairly democratic part of Iraq, which is the Kurdistan region. In our region, we have our own parliament, which is elected. We have our own government. We have our own security forces who are on high alert and maintain our area's security very, very successfully. So that side of the story doesn't get through. So we felt that the best way to do that, to get our message through, was to pay for the ads ourselves, which is what we've done.
Very interesting. Bayan Rahman, thanks so much for the time you've given us today. Thanks very much for this example of what can occur in Iraq, and we're certainly hoping will occur throughout that nation after the kind of sacrifice that America and the coalition partners have made there. We certainly hope that it is not in vain and that more of Iraq starts looking like Kurdistan.
I hope so, too. Thank you very much, Roger.
Thanks, Bayan Rahman there. And please go and look at that website, because it is so fascinating, theotheriraq.com, where they talk about the latest developments in this Kurdistan region, this northern region, which is sandwiched between, get this, Iran, Syria, and Turkey. I mean, all we have is Mexico, and we have problems. I mean, can you imagine being, your neighbors are Iran, Syria, and Turkey? Good grief. And these folks are building a life and doing an excellent job out of it as well. All right.